We've been talking about how people in pain, understandably, disconnect from their bodies and leave them behind, abandon them. And so the first exercise was to help you learn to re-inhabit your body, place by place, little by little, until you could get a sense of the whole. And now in this next exercise, you're going to learn how to open pathways of flow in your body, which will really begin to help you start shifting your pain. This is circle breathing, and it's one that you may not have encountered before. So before you start, just take a few moments to sense into your body and notice the areas that you may have already discovered. You can rediscover them and maybe even move further than you have before. Notice the areas that feel okay or neutral, and notice those that feel relatively comfortable, somewhat comfortable, as well as the areas of constriction and discomfort, pain, or even disconnection. We'd like you now to really notice the felt sense of the right side of your body compared to the left. Is there one side of your body that is significantly less comfortable than the other? Pause a moment or two and see if you can use the language of sensation to describe that felt sense of each side of your body. You might use words like relaxed or calmer or tight, burning, whatever those words are. Let them match as closely as you can what you're feeling. Now you're going to start to create a circle with your breathing. Imagine that you can breathe in, through, and up the more comfortable side of your body, starting with your foot and your lower leg, and then progressing up to the area where it feels like your breathing connects with the center of your body, usually your belly. So whichever side of your body you just identified as being more comfortable, that's where you start. So let's do it now. Imagine that you can breathe in up the more comfortable side of your body, starting with the foot, and breathing through your foot and through your lower leg and progressing up the area where it feels like your breathing connects with the center of you, usually in your belly. Sense your breath crossing over to the other side of your body, and then as you exhale, imagine that your breath moves down and through the other leg, the other foot, and out into the earth. Now let's do it together. So, you know which side of your body is the more comfortable right now. Imagining now that you're breathing in through that more comfortable foot and leg, up to the center of your breathing, usually in your belly, crossing over as you begin to exhale, and feel your breath moving down and through the other leg, the other foot, and out through the earth. Repeat this a few times, noticing what is different in your body each time you complete the circle. The next step is that as you breathe in, you're going to imagine that your breath is a magnet and that it can pick up the more comfortable sensations. So start again with the more comfortable side of your body, whether it's the right or the left. And now as you begin to breathe in through your foot and your leg, imagine your magnet breath picking up the more comfortable sensations from that side as it moves up toward the center of your breathing, crossing over through your belly, and bringing those comfortable sensations down and through the less comfortable leg and foot and into the earth. Pause now and notice what's different in your body experience. For example, do you feel lighter, more energized, more calm, less tense or tight, or do you experience some other change? What is it? And you may want to practice the breath as magnet circle a few more times if you'd like to, just to get a good solid feel for it. Now, occasionally, this exercise may not help you feel like you're shifting in the direction of more comfort. If that's true for you right now, we'd like you to experiment with reversing the flow. So imagine this time you're going to breathe in up the more uncomfortable side of your body. So start with your foot as you inhale, breathing in up the more uncomfortable side through your foot, your leg, up, up, through your belly, center of your breathing, and then as you begin to exhale, you're breathing down and through the more comfortable side of your body, through your leg, through your foot, and out into the earth. What difference does this kind of circle make? What is your sense now of your whole lower body? Of your upper body, does it make any difference there? And what about your body as a whole? Has your sense of your whole body changed at all? If these two ways of creating a circle with your breathing are still not seeming to reach the pain, the discomfort that you want to work with, we're going to offer you a couple more modifications. And you can choose to do them just to see what they're like, even if you don't need to do them. We really want you to feel free throughout this program to experiment as much as you can. So this time, check into your body again and notice whether both sides of your body feel pretty much the same. They're very similar. They might feel about the same level of comfort or discomfort. Or if you, as I said before, you just want to try another variation, this time I'd like you to practice breathing up the midline of your body. So you're going to imagine that when you inhale, it starts at the base of your pelvis and then rises up your midline, breathing in, all the way up to your nose and face. And then as you start to exhale, imagine that you can breathe down and out both sides of your body this time, through your shoulders, your arms and hands, down through your legs, and out through your feet into the earth. Breathing in up the midline of your body from your pelvis up to your nose and face. And as you're breathing out, feel the flow of your breath down both sides of your body through your shoulders, your arms, your hands, down through your legs and feet and out into the earth. Repeat this several times if you'd like to. What is this way of making a circle like for you? Finally, for some people, the area of tension and discomfort is in their back, in the spine somewhere. It might be in the lower back, in the lumbar area, maybe in the mid-back, perhaps even in the cervical spine, moving up into your neck. If this is true for you, or again, if you want to just try another choice, imagine that you can breathe in, just like you did last time, up the midline of your body. This time you're going to come all the way up to the top of your head. And as you breathe out, you're going to sense your breath moving down the back of your head, your neck, your mid-back, through your lumbar, lower back, and out through your tailbone. All right, so that was just the dress rehearsal. Now we're going to do the real thing. So this time, imagine that you can breathe in, starting from the base of your pelvis, breathing in up the front of your body through the midline, all the way up. And as your breath comes up, feel your spine naturally lengthening until you reach the top of your head. And as you start to breathe out, sense your breath moving down the back of your head, your neck, your mid-back, through your lumbar lower back, and out through your tailbone. Again, you're going to repeat this several times if you'd like, pausing each time to get a sense of what is shifting, what's the same. And then you can make a choice of what type of circle breathing you'd like to perfect. Come back to it again and again. Whenever you'd like to just feel that flow of energy starting to open up your body further, and even when you're having more pain than you're used to, this might be a way of really shifting that and bringing your whole body into more complete balance.